Good afternoon, Oisín.
Well, I suppose the first question is, Donna, how are you feeling today, having now won the double this year, the National Rally Championship and the Irish Tarmac Series as well? How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I suppose I'm obviously delighted with the result yesterday. We went with the intention of having a very steady drive and to try and clinch the championship, and the rally win was certainly a bonus that we hadn't anticipated at all. So, yeah, absolutely delighted.
Yeah, and you mentioned having a steady drive, and I suppose when you're going to win titles, consistency. You need to have consistency, and that's what brings you glory in the end, and that's what it's been for you in 2015.
Yeah, I suppose we've been very, very lucky with the car. I think yesterday was its 14th rally without as much as leading a spanner. So we've had that there consistency largely down to the guy over in Derry, you know, and again, we knew what we had to do over the weekend. We were able to get any chances at all, and you know, it brought the title home a bit early.
Yeah. Just reflecting on that Ulster rally yesterday, I suppose it shows how cruel the sport can be when Gary's engine blew up and the car went on fire, and himself and Rory were both okay, and it was only metres from the finish line. But it shows the other side of the sport that it's not over until you actually cross that line.
Yeah, well, similar to ourselves in Killarney back in 2014, where we had the rally more or less won with two stages to go and nearly a minute of a lead, and put it off the road and upside down into a bog. And again, it took a bit of getting used to now dusting yourself down after, you know, being so close and thrown it away. But unfortunately for Gary, it wasn't anything to do with his driving. He obviously had some problem with the car, and it cost him dearly, you know. And it is cruel. It's cruel too, and you have to put a budget together to go rally in the first place. For something like that to happen, it's very, very hard.
And you've secured the title now with a number of rounds to go as well, so it takes the pressure off a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, the pressure's off. We'll look now at the rest event that, you know, we want to do just for the sheer enjoyment and go out and you know, without any pressure of having to finish or points running, you know. So we haven't decided just rightly what events we'll do, but I'm definitely going to Killarney Historics with my son in December, so that's one that we've definitely chalked in as we're that's a have to this year.
And let's just go back to the team, and I suppose the amount of effort that goes into winning a championship. Now, there's a big effort going into winning a rally with the likes of the Donegal International, but to be consistent throughout the course of the year, the effort is huge. It's put in not alone by the two men that's in the car, but your backup team and everybody around you, Donna.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, in one sense, we probably get to do the easy bit. We get to go out and enjoy the thrill of competing in that. Paul Flanagan's team over in Campsie, you know, as much as they work with Paul in a business, that they're very, very dedicated and very passionate. And I think they probably had as much pride in the whole occasion yesterday afternoon as I did myself. So, you know, that's very encouraging. And then we're lucky we have some very good sponsors. There's some long-term sponsors in the likes of Terence Donnelly and the Donnelly Group, who've been looking after me for over 10 years now. Northgate Vehicle Hire came on board last year and this year, and again, they've been very, very encouraged by the coverage they've got in the media outlets and the likes. And, you know, so we're lucky, and I think our big switch this year too to Michelin Hires proved to be very, very effective for us. And they've been very, very supportive. Tim Hoare and then Bill Adair and Adrian Monaghan. You know, again, they're... their commitment to us isn't just about trying to sell tyres. You know, it is wanting to see Michelin be on the podium, and there's certainly been a lot of effort into that. So, and then I suppose we've other people in the background. Gary McAlinney's been there all year doing gravel notes for us. Again, a critical part of what we do, having the information coming back off the stages early. You know, so we've been blessed with the team we have, and the energy and commitment the guys have.
When you set your stall out at the start of the year, Donna, was the target to win both the National and the Tarmac Series?
I remember Kevin gave me a call, might have been early January, and I think he jokingly said, Archer, let's have a crack at both. And I do believe it was a joke, but the way it just all kind of developed through the year, things were just getting better and better, and so we had no choice but to keep continuing with it, and it's just been a dream.
And there's changes, possible changes, proposed changes on the horizon now for the Irish Tarmac Championship. And if these changes are brought through, Donna, you could be the last of the championship winners in a WRC car. But as we know, it's a hotly discussed topic over the last number of months, in particular over the course of the weekend of the Donegal International. But I suppose WRC cars are what make the Tarmac Championship special. And if we're to lose that, maybe some, I suppose, of the glory of the championship might be gone with it as well.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, even that it was an added dimension to our rally at the weekend. You know, given that it possibly was the last chance we would have in our current car to win the championship. And I think the new proposed changes maybe aren't a bad thing, you know. Maybe they will help the sport, but I don't know. Not to have the fastest cars on the stages, I think it detracts from what the sport's about, you know. And yes, whereas the organisers now are looking to attract more talent, young guys, more entries, and talking about trying to reduce costs. The Tarmac Championship, from its inception back in the 70s, you know, rallying has always been expensive, but they've always had the best cars in the world racing in the Tarmac Championship. And yeah, you know, I do think it possibly will dilute the championship in some. However, if they do get ample numbers and 15 or 20 young guys going like the clappers, it will be a good spectacle too. So let's wait and see. I'm kind of reserving judgment just whether it's the right or wrong thing.
Well, I suppose no matter what happens, you're going to be back next year and you have to try and defend these titles, Donna?
It does look like they are going ahead with their proposed changes, so that will rule us out. We won't be competing in the Tarmac Championship next year, so we'll wait and see. We'll probably look at the National, and you know, once the likes of Declan Boyle and Gary and various others are out there competing in the World Cars, I'm sure we can have our own race alongside the championship, you know. And it is all about racing at the end of the day.